very excited now to welcome in my next guest. As you guys may have heard, I do bowl myself. I've chimed in, talked a little bit with Rick over the years. And I'm very excited to welcome in 13-time PBA titleist, including two majors, 2012 Rookie of the Year, 2016 Player of the Year, three-time member of Team USA, two as a junior member, and that is E.J. Tackett. And I'm sure you've seen him if you've checked it out. Go Bowling Professional Bowlers Association Tour is back. The Strike Derby and Summer Clash have happened in the last couple weeks. You can also check E.J. out, Go Bowling Professional Bowlers Association Tour, as they return to championship event competition. That's right. Return in July. EJ, are you excited just that bowling is back?
Oh, absolutely. It has been kind of nice to have a little bit of a break. You know, we had a long spring. It was cut short by about 4 or 5 weeks, but it was nice to have a little bit of break, spend some time with family, and play a little bit of golf that I normally don't get to play. But I'm very excited to get back in the lanes and compete. It was a nice taste of it when we were in Florida a few weeks ago bowling the Strike Derby and the Clash. So I'm itching to get back to PBA competition.
Now, really quick, a thing that I think people don't really realize about professional bowling is that for tournaments, we see the televised event on the weekend, but you guys are out there bowling 4 or 5 days a week in qualifying and all that stuff. Under normal circumstances, how do you avoid burnout? Because having to bowl 20-plus games almost daily, I'd imagine the burnout can get pretty bad.
Yeah, over a few months span, like I said, this spring, it takes a lot out of you by the end, and you just you really have to stay focused. You really have to take it week by week and day by day, and just focus on what's directly in front of you, not dwell on what you did last week or 2 weeks ago, and not worry about what's going to happen 2 weeks from now. You just kind of have to do your thing and just stay focused. And you know, when the tour is done, you know, you kind of can reward yourself at the end and say, okay, I'm going to take 2 weeks or a month off and not bowl and just kind of relax. So for me, that's kind of what I do. Just kind of working for that goal to kind of reward myself at the end with some time off.
All right. And as I mentioned, you can check EJ out. Two big events coming up in July, including the tour finals. EJ's a two-time winner of that. That'll take center stage July 18th and 19th, PBA Tour Finals at Bolero in Jupiter, Florida. The event will be televised live in its entirety on CBS Sports Network. And if that wasn't enough for you, just a few days later, they're on the lanes again for the PBA King of the Lanes series. Now, EJ, the Strike Derby and the Summer Clash kind of elimination style format, you throw one bad shot and you're out. How excited are you to get back to bowling like full games here?
It's very exciting for me. I enjoy bowling those little events that we have, and it was really nice to have those events and give people something to watch. You know, they don't count for titles. It just counts for a little bit of money and a little bit of pride and bragging rights between us players. But it's going to be really nice to get back and bowl some real games because obviously, I think for me, the more games that we bowl, the better the chance I feel like I have at winning the event. So I feel like the smaller, you know, the one-shot elimination type event is not really my strong suit. So like you said, I'm very, very much looking forward to getting back and bowling some full games and bowling a bunch of them.
Now, we're all adjusting to kind of what the new reality of just how missing friends and all that stuff. And one thing that I love about bowling, very similarly to golf, is that fan attendance and participation and enthusiasm can really drive the atmosphere of an event. I think of all the events at Bayside Bowl where it's just ruckus and rowdy and everybody's super into it. Has it been a difficult transitioning so far, bowling with no fans?
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't like it. Like you said, it's we feed off of the fans, and when you get into a position where you need to strike and you do, like, you don't get to feed off that energy that the fans give you, or if you leave a split and make it in a very crucial time, again, you can feed off of the fans. And then it's the other way, where if your opponent's got 4 or 5 in a row, they can kind of feed off of the fans as well against their opponent. So it's very weird. I don't like not having fans there. So hopefully we can get through this weird and difficult time, and something like this never happens again. So that way we can feed off the fans, and the fans can be there and to enjoy the sport that they love as well.
Could you imagine Pete Weber's iconic win if there were no fans in attendance when he won his fifth title?
Yeah, it wouldn't be very iconic. It would just been, you know, the fifth U.S. Open that he won, and all the stuff that happened wouldn't have happened, and, you know, we wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Definitely not. We are speaking with E.J. Tackett, star on the PBA Tour, 13 titles. He's got 2 majors, a Rookie of the Year, and a PBA Player of the Year in his trophy case as well. Now, speaking of kind of the revitalization of bowling, it was huge in the 70s and the 80s. ABC, Earl Anthony, Dick Weber, Chris Schenkel on the broadcast. It continued growing a bit into the 2000s, but it wasn't as popular as it was. And I think kind of the point where bowling really got into the mainstream again started with Chris Paul and his celebrity tournament. And now here we are, a handful of years later, the tournament's still going. The PBA's on Fox, it's on CBS, and it's booming again. What is it like being part of this renaissance and this revival of the sport?
It's amazing. When I first came on tour, we were kind of near the lowest point that the tour had ever seen. And it's been really, really cool to be a part of that revolution, to really inspire younger kids to pursue professional bowling. And we're starting to see a lot of remnants of how good the college programs have gotten over the last 10, 20 years. We see a lot of people that are my age that have gone through great college programs having a lot of success on the PBA Tour. So we're seeing a lot of good things happening. And I look forward to the next 5 or 10 years to the kids that we've seen that are in high school now and, you know, between the ages of 10 and 15, trying their hand at the PBA Tour and seeing if they can compete. And I feel like we're going to have a huge influx of 20-somethings in the next 5 to 10 years that are going to come out on the PBA Tour and have a lot of success and are going to be very good players. And it's going to make guys like myself that are not that old right now, but in 5 years, you know, we're going to be seasoned veterans and having to compete against these youngsters. So I'm looking forward to it, to see the great things that have happened in bowling so far to continue to keep happening. And I foresee that Coley and Bolero have done a fantastic job so far. And her ideas and things that she wants to do, you know, the players are completely behind what she's trying to do. She's trying to renovate bowling to appeal to everyone, but keep all the traditional values of the sport. So she's doing a great job of keeping those two things hand in hand. And I think the sky's the limit for bowling over the next 5 to 10 years.
You were talking there about participation and young people getting started and really the sport taking off. How did you get started, and what is it about the sport that you fell in love with? Because I think any athlete, anybody who participates in any sport, really, I remember how I got started bowling, how I fell in love with it. But what was the story for you? Because, sure, you might love bowling, you might love a sport, but most people don't get a chance to be professionals at it. So what was your story getting started with bowling?
Well, my dad bowled, and he bowled the regional tour for quite a few years. He spent one summer, he went out and bowled on the national tour when they had, it was actually a summer tour at that time. He decided he didn't want to be away from home that much. He came home and got a factory job and kept bowling regionals. And then when I was about 5 years old, my dad got involved on the business side of bowling and was purchasing a bowling center. We ended up actually buying it in about 2004, but I basically lived in a bowling center since I was about 5 years old. So it was my dad that got me into bowling and got me into golf as well, which is actually what I went to college for, was to play golf, not to bowl. But I practiced a lot. You couldn't get me out of the bowling center. And, you know, it's always been a challenge to really figure out and truly understand the sport. And I think that's one thing I've always loved about it. And one thing I've always loved about golf is just understanding the sport itself. And I wanted to get better and learn, and I always have. And it's led me to where I am today. And I'm very, very thankful for my dad and my mom and my whole family supporting me my whole life and making sacrifices to make sure that, you know, I was able to bowl that tournament and do all the things that I wanted to do. So I can't thank my family enough for helping me get to the point that I'm at now, because my dad's always been my coach as well. So it's been him and I over my whole life, and still to this day, when I need help, I go home and work with my dad. So it's really special to have that relationship with him, and him be able to share in the glory and all the wins that I've had, because he's had a huge part in every single one of them.
Couple more minutes here with EJ Tech, a 13-time PBA Tour titleist. You mentioned family and everything, and as viewers, everybody loves good rivalries in sports. Tiger, Phil, Brady, Manning, whatever it might be. But is there a bigger possible rivalry for a singles competitor also having a brother, in your case, Zach, who is also a pro bowler? Is there a greater rivalry than that?
For me, probably, but for him, probably not. I've had a lot of success so far. My brother hasn't yet. He's gotten a lot better over the last 2 years. I could really see him making a little bit of a splash over the next couple of years and maybe making some shows and having a chance to win titles. But, yeah, it's definitely I'm always messing around with him. You know, he's like, oh, I'm going to go bowl this tournament. I'm like, okay, well, good luck finishing second, because you're not going to beat me, you know. So it's always some good banter back and forth.
All right, and the last question for you, EJ, three-time member of Team USA. What is it like stepping aside from the tour and everything and donning the red, white, and blue and representing your country on an international competition?
Yeah, there's really no better feeling than being able to wear your country's colors and compete for your entire country. And I'm sure it's that feeling is for everyone in the entire world, but it's something that you really can't describe. And when you have success doing it, winning a gold medal, like, that feeling is, you know, not very many people get to be a professional, but I feel like a very small percentage of professionals even get to do that. So the amount of people that get that feeling is very, very, very small. So I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to do it and to have had success doing it as well. It's fantastic, and I can't wait to for next year. Everything was put on hold for this year because of the coronavirus, but I'm looking forward to next year and hopefully being able to bowl some more events and win some more medals.
That is the voice of EJ Tackett, 13-time titleist on the PBA Tour. Make sure to check him and the other top bowlers in the PBA, and in the case of the King of the Lanes, the PBA 50 and the PWBA, the women, as they vie for the King of the Lanes title. That's coming up July 20th to the 22nd on Fox Sports 1. But before that, the weekend before, EJ will look to add a third PBA Tour Finals title that can be seen on CBS Network in its entirety July 18th and 19th. EJ, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. As I said at the beginning, one of my favorite bowlers. I wish the best of luck to you and continued success and health, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. That's EJ Tackett. Remember, PBA Tour, July 18th and 19th, and then right after that, the 20th to the 22nd. I'm Dominic Jimenez. We got some more titillating sports.